Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Diplomatic sources in Sudan have told Al Jazeera the army is suspending talks with the rapid support forces in Saudi Arabia. The two sides agreed a five-day ceasefire extension on Monday, but it was violated a day later. The Qatari Prime Minister has held talks with the Taliban supreme leader in Kandahar earlier this month. It's seen as signalling a new willingness by Afghanistan's rulers to discuss ways to end their isolation. North Korea's attempt to send its first spy satellite into space has failed. It crashed into the sea shortly after taking off. The US says the launch involved ballistic missile technology, which goes against UN resolutions. Moscow has reported two drone strikes on oil refineries in southern Russia. They happened in the Krasnodar region. State media say one of the strikes caused a fire at the Irkutsk facility. Russia says there was no damage from a drone crash at the Irkutsk refinery. French President Emmanuel Macron says Kosovo authorities bear responsibility for escalating tensions with the Serb minority. The US has condemned the use of force against protesters and is suspending military exercises. Residents in Serb-majority areas gathered to continue demonstrations against the election of ethnic Albanian mayors in a vote they had boycotted. The Myanmar government's delegation has visited Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh as part of a repatriation scheme. It's the second such visit in the past 3 months. Some of the refugees say they've been forced or coerced into signing reparation documents. About a million of them fled Myanmar in 2017 after a brutal military crackdown. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan is attending a bail hearing at a court in Islamabad. Khan's facing multiple charges of corruption, which he says are politically motivated. Australia's parliament has voted in favour of holding a referendum to recognise its indigenous people in the constitution. The bill passed in the House of Representatives and it still has to get through the Senate. Prosecutors in Guatemala are asking for a journalist on trial for money laundering to be sentenced to 40 years in prison. Jose Ruben Zamora says the government's trying to silence him for investigating high-level corruption.